fires will lie awake. Sweet grass and summer sage. Come on, baby, come and take my hand. Take my hand, take my hand. We're Dakota bound.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Eliza Blue has a new show. It's called Wish You Were Here. She gathers artists together to make music and explore the landscape of South Dakota, this place we call home. For today's Moment in Sound, we welcome Eliza alongside the project's videographer, photographer, Christian Begeman. Eliza, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And Christian, welcome as well.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to hear your voice.
Let's talk about this picture, or this new show, Wish You Were Here, because I've been able to watch a preview. It is just delightful. It soothes my soul with everything in it. And we'll give you some details on where you can watch it here in just a minute and when it's going to be on SDPB online and on television. But Eliza, tell me a little bit about Wish You Were Here.
Well, it's essentially a traveling concert. We sort of jokingly said at first that it was a variety show with no variety, since it's myself and then a band, the Wild Violets. And what does change is the landscape. So we for these first four episodes, we travel to four different locations and give you a little bit of a history. And then obviously Christian's work his work as a photographer, I think, speaks for itself. And so we really wanted the landscape to be almost a character in each episode. So we really try to focus on the uniqueness of that place. And in some cases, that's the geography. Sometimes it's the people that inhabit. One of the episodes, we go to Lemon, South Dakota, to John Lopez's gallery, so we can showcase some of his amazing sculpture work and the gallery space he's created there. So.
Yeah. Christian, tell me a little bit about
the basic premise.
Yeah. Christian, tell me a little bit about your photography and how you kind of approach a new place as it intersects with this project. Because now it's not just an image, for yourself. Or does it matter, what the image is going to end up, how it's going to end up living in the world? Does that make a difference to how you sort of set things up?
That's a really good question, because typically when I'm out shooting photos, I'm not thinking about video. And when Eliza kind of approached me about this, we set up to shoot these first four episodes, basically over about 2.5 to 3 days at the end of September, which is usually when I take a vacation anyway to just go shoot fall colors across the state. So I spent extra time, particularly in the Slim Buttes area, which is absolutely beautiful in the fall, not only taking photos, but then, okay, I need to get video for this, because this is going to be one of our locations. So yeah, video and photo, even though it's the same kind of rectangular square you're looking at, it's different, and you have to think about it differently. So it was a good stretch for me, and a good extra exercise. And then of course, when you get to like John Lopez's sculptures, that's a lot of detail. That's showing off just the amazing intricate work that he does. So it's not like one wide landscape photo. So yeah, it's a different mindset, but all good.
Yeah,
a growing experience.
Yeah, Christian, do you think, so one of the, I don't know how to explain this really, but when I see your images, because I follow you online, they do something for me that not only do I see things in a new way, but often things that I've seen before with my eyes, but they also free me from thinking that I have to take the picture myself. And so I don't, because all of a sudden it's just like you're capturing it in a way that I never could. And that gives me a sense of contentment, which is a very hard thing to explain to you. But so my question to you though is, do you think about the people who see your photographs and how it might impact them?
Well, first of all, thank you for the kind compliment. That's nice to hear. And second, yeah, I mean, it is definitely layered experience, because you shoot the photos because, as Eliza likes to put it, for the joy. You're out there, and you're just enjoying God's creation, and you want to capture it and share it. And that's the second part. So yeah, I think about sharing it with friends and family, and not only because, hey, look at this cool place, but hey, you know, we get to live here, and yes, there are problems, but guess what? This is still a pretty amazing, unique place that offers beauty, and not just beauty all at once, but beauty at different times of the day, whether it's early morning, whether it's under the blazing sun with hard shadows at noon, or in the soft evening light. There's beauty, and there's beauty not only in the vastness, but also the intricate detail of you know, the tall prairie grass waving in the wind.
Yeah. Well said. This is Moment in Sound. We are going to wrap in some of that music, and Eliza and Christian sent us some a little preview. So this song is called Go Where I Send Thee. And Eliza, before we play this, tell us a little something about this song, or where you're seated with the group when you played it, recorded it.
So the four episodes that are going to be starting in January, that are the official Wish You Were Here, those will be, I guess I don't actually know the broadcast dates, but this song is actually from a Christmas special that we just recorded last weekend. And so for most of those episodes, we were kind of out and about the state. But for this Christmas episode, which isn't going to be on TV, is just going to be available online. I think it's premiering on December 14th. But
I got you.
we decided to stay a little closer to home. So this is actually recorded in a little country church that's about 10 miles from my house, and incidentally is where I got married, because it's the church itself is on the land where my husband's grandmother was born and raised, and her grandparents were the original homesteaders of.
Wow. All right. So this is from the Wish You Were Here Christmas special. That's going to air on SD.net and SDPB's Facebook page on Tuesday, December 15th at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. We'll give you those details again in a moment. But first, here's Eliza Blue with Go Where I Send Thee.
Just
listening to Moments in Sound on SDPB Radio, a little of Eliza Blue with the Wild Violets there for a new special, a Christmas special of Wish You Were Here. You can watch it on SDPB's Facebook page on Tuesday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain, and also at the same time at SD.net. And I'm joined here by Christian Begeman, who's the photographer and videographer for the project, and by Eliza Blue. You know, Eliza, I'm looking on your Facebook page at a photo Christian took of filming of this and the inside of the little church. You can just hear all that sort of happening. What was that moment like for you to sit and play and feel that kind of energy of the space and this time?
Well, I have to say, in general, playing in old churches is always thrilling, because those old buildings, you know, most of them were built when amplification wasn't an option. So they were built to really hold and carry sound in a different way. And a lot of times, you know, even around in the church, it'll sound really different. And the front of the church is often, it's, you know, constructed in such a way that the sound really carries. And as a musician, there is something really thrilling about it. When you can hear the reverb yourself, it's like morale boosting. When it sounds good without even having to go in the studio to fix it up. So it's always a thrill to play in a cool sounding room. And that church in particular, I just love, because the way it's up in the hill, the light streaming in, it's just, the views are beautiful. The light is beautiful. It's just a wonderful place to just sit in contemplation. And so, yeah, playing music there is even just, I think, one more level up in terms of it feels great. It's a great place to get to share songs.
This next piece is called Toddy's Song. Tell us a little bit about this this song and where you recorded this.
Well, this song, I just love. I'm really proud of this song, because the band, The Wild Violets, is Todd and Judy Larson, who are married and live just north of Lemon, and then Mason Dwin, who is a percussionist. And so when we were deciding where we wanted to shoot these different episodes, John Lopez's gallery just, of course, was kind of an easy one, because it's such an amazing space and there's so much to, you know, visually to focus on. And he has his most recent sculpture is out in the sculpture garden that they're building next to the gallery. And it's called The Tree of Life. And if go look at pictures, it's really cool. And even better, go see it in real life, because it's just beautiful. So we were thinking about the Tree of Life as we were, you know, creating the episode and trying to think of some themes that we wanted to touch on. And John's mother, whose nickname is Toddy, she actually came from the East out and, you know, was not planning. I think she came as an Anglican missionary, but I'm not sure about that. But she came out and I don't think was planning to stay. It was supposed to be temporary, and then fell in love with this place and ended up getting married and raising her family. And so we thought that was obviously specific to her, but it's such a universal story, I think, and relates to the Tree of Life. So we wrote this song. It was partly based on a poem that Judy had started writing about a homesteader woman and coming out to the prairie. And then Todd and I worked up some more lyrics and added the melody. So yeah, it's inspired by Toddy and John's sculpture, The Tree of Life.
I love this song. All right, Toddy's Song.
She brought her from back east, and from a seed its size increased. Mostly stick, gray and black, roots wrapped up in a gunny sack. On the prairie she found wonder in the rolling hills and mighty thunder, so she dug a hole, laid in the roots and built a house with a new tin roof. Years they passed out on the prairie. Some were sad, but most were merry. Funerals, weddings, children grew, and within that small tree grew too. The tree grew too.
little moment in sound today with Eliza Blue. The project is called Wish You Were Here. It's a show. You can see the Christmas special on SDPB's Facebook page and SD.net on Tuesday, December 15th. And then the first episode on television is January 7th at 8:30 Central, 7:30 Mountain. It's right after Dakota Life on SDPB TV, and that is from the Hoover Store. And Christian, I wanted to ask you, because one of my favorite things about Moment in Sound pre-pandemic days is when I'm in the studio with a musician and they're playing live and we're working and we're, you know, we're capturing the audio and we're thinking about what's next, but also I'm kind of the only person in the room in some ways who is getting a very intimate concert. And I'm just wondering what your experience was with doing the work of capturing the video and thinking about the photographs and the final project of the, you know, the product of the show itself, but also you get to be in this space that feels pretty special, I'm guessing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So Eliza's funny. It's like every time she asks me to come help out with one of these projects, she's like apologetic. I'm like, no, I get my own concert. What are you talking about? I'll find a way. So yeah, it's very cool to be able to just to hang back. You know, obviously I typically try to set up three cameras just to get a couple different views and show off a couple different things. But really, I'm there listening right along with them and following the song. And a lot of times I'll hear one or two takes before we get it, you know, as good as we're going to get it. And it's just great. I mean, like I like to say, there's joy in the doing. And that really is true or has been true with this little episode or project so far. And yeah, having my own concert's pretty cool, and then being able to get to share it, you know, help get to share it to the rest of the world is also very cool. One thing I should say, all of us, you know, so Todd is part of the Wild Violets, and he's also kind of our audio engineer. So, I mean, there's a lot of different hats that we're all wearing, and just the four of us, or however many of us, sometimes there are five of us, to try to pull this off. But I'm pretty proud of it from what we've kicked out so far.
Yeah, just everybody, the joy of doing. I really like that. Eliza, that resonates for you too, I bet too. Just the joy of doing this. Not only because you get to share it with people, because you get to do it with people that, you know, friends, people you care about.
Well, and it's funny because Judy and I have worked on a couple of different projects together in the past, and we just have been working to start up an arts council to serve this part of the state, so up in the northwestern corner, because we didn't have anything like that. And when we were sort of working on our mission statement, we just kept saying that, like, you know, in our society, I feel like not enough emphasis is put on doing things for the joy and for community and for connection. And that in taking joy in the process, even for the, you know, the people who, like in this case, us as the musicians and as the videographer. So I kept using that as a way to frame it. Like, where would we want to go to shoot these videos? And I hope that comes through, that we really did. We wanted to have an experience that was joyful. And then in that way, hopefully be able to bring that to viewers as well.
Well, I just love this moment in the Hoover Store production where you just open that old wooden screen door and then a little cat scoots in to the store while you're kind of talking to the camera, and that just feels so South Dakota and so what a perfect moment that I'm guessing was a little accidental. You didn't train a cat for
We had to chuckle because when we were shooting it, you know, that cat had been kind of hanging out and we were all petting it and being friendly. And to do that door scene, we'd done it a couple times because, first of all, it had a pretty loud squeak. So timing it so that you could still hear me. And anyway, that cat was just sitting there watching. And I think that was maybe the third take when the cat finally decided this was her moment. She was
gonna go for it. I'm a star. I've always known it. So you
yeah,
can watch.
We
had in like.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, we knew we had the take after that. I'm like, I think that's it, guys. We can move on.
Yeah. Well, it made me very, very happy. I feel like I've seen something that other people haven't seen yet, so you can tune in to Wish You Were Here, the Hoover Store. SDPB-TV is going to premiere on January 7th at 8:30 Central, which is right after Dakota Life. That's 7:30 Mountain. So you really want to tune in earlier to watch Dakota Life and then stick around for Wish You Were Here. But the Christmas special is going to be on SD.net and SDPB's Facebook page on Tuesday, December 15th, beginning then, and that's at 7 p.m. Central in Six Mountain. Christian Begeman is a photographer, a videographer. He also has a calendar. You can go to viewfromsouthdakota.com to see that. Eliza Blue and her website. I forgot your website, Eliza Blue. Tell me what it is. I say it every week.
It's ElizaBlue.net.
Thank you, ElizaBlue.net, for more. We're going to leave, folks. We're going to say thank you to Christian and Eliza and then listen to Let There Be Light as we head into the break. Eliza, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you.
Christian, thanks as well.
Yeah, I really appreciate you letting us get on here and share about what we're going to share about. And Eliza, it's nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too.
All together again. Here is Let There Be Light.
Cross the plains, the wide world open, the grasses wave, the sod not broken, weaving a wire round all I've stolen. I long that can't be spoken. Search the field for scraps and tatters, the sparrows flown but left her feathers. Against the loom of love I've shattered.